today, we're learning English by exploring an Australian suburb called Crow's Nest. We will visit cafes, have some lunch, and walk around the town. Your job is simple. Practice your listening skills and see how many new words you can learn. If you have a bit of trouble, enable CC. Today, I'm starting at Crow's Nest Metro Station. It's just a short walk to the cafe. After crossing the road, I turn right, and then after only a minute, the cafe I'm visiting is on my left. It's called Enna Cafe. This cafe is very famous for croissants and pastries. It's my first time visiting, so it's a difficult choice. Eventually, I decided to get a wildflower honey croissant, which looks so good. Look at all the layers. And also a Korean salt bread. I got lucky and found a seat in the corner of the cafe. I also ordered a cappuccino. It looks so nice. Look at the latte art on top. It looks like a swan. Okay, I am way too excited. Let's try it. I've just had a sip of the coffee and it's so delicious. Coffee is really good in Australia, especially in Sydney. But this coffee is exceptional. Exceptional. This coffee is exceptional. Now I'm going to try the croissant. It has honey on the outside, so it's a little bit sticky. Because of the honey, it's sticky. But I'm gonna take a bite. Wow, the croissant is so delicious. It's very crispy. I thought because of the honey on the outside that it would not be crispy, but it is very crispy. And the inside has so many layers. It's a very, very good croissant. Delicious. Because of the honey, my fingers are covered in honey and they are very sticky. So I'm going to use a wet wipe. I'm getting one wet wipe. I bought these in Taiwan. But they're really good wet wipes to clean my hands. So I'm opening the packet and taking one wet wipe to wipe my hands, to clean my fingers. Clean my fingers. Now my fingers are clean. At least until I take one more bite. A sip of the coffee. The coffee is so good. It tastes really different to other coffees you get around Sydney. It's very impressive. I'm gonna have a look later at what coffee beans they use. Okay, next I'm trying the salt bread, the Korean salt bread. It feels quite crispy on the outside. Very buttery. There is so much butter. But let's take a bite. Wow, very good. So much butter, but that's why you eat salt bread, for the butter. But every bite I could taste butter. So this one might be too much to eat every day, but once in a while, it's a nice treat. Once in a while, it's a nice treat. It's very good. But in my opinion, the croissant is much better. So if you come to Sydney and you come to Crow's Nest, to Enna Cafe, get the wildflower honey croissant. This is exceptional. This is exceptional.
It's so good.
This is the best croissant I've had for a very long time that I can remember. Actually, the secret is, usually in Australia, croissants are okay, but they are much better in Europe. European croissants are much better. But this one, this reminds me of croissants I ate when I was in Europe. It's so good. All done. Now I'm sad. Why am I sad? I'm sad because it's finished. Because it's all gone. It's all finished. So I am sad. I want to eat more. This is so good. Although this cafe is small, there's quite a few seats. It's very cozy. Okay, time to walk around a little bit. Let's turn right at this stop sign and visit the main street in Crow's Nest. I'm very excited to show you this area. This is a roundabout. There are a lot of cars today. There's a lot of traffic. Let's cross the street at this pedestrian crossing. Today really feels like winter. You can see the trees have no leaves on them. All the leaves are dead. They all fell off in autumn and at the start of winter. Many people forget that Australia is in the southern hemisphere. So right now it's winter, even though in many other countries, right now is summer. Here we are, the main street in Crow's Nest. Let's cross the street and check out some stores. Most of the stores are restaurants or bars. There's some outdoor seating here too, so you can sit outside and enjoy your dinner or enjoy a beer. Maybe today is a little bit too cold, but on other days it's really nice to sit outside here. This is a big park right in the middle of Crow's Nest. Let's have a look. This is a magpie who's running away now. Ah, somebody's feeding the magpies. And they're fighting. That magpie was very curious about what I'm doing. So it came to me, but somebody was feeding the birds. So it flew away, but I think it stole some bread. This park is so nice here in the middle of Crow's Nest. It's a good spot to come and eat your lunch. But I noticed the birds here are very brave. A lot of birds were coming to me. And I think that's because people always feed the birds. You should never feed the birds. Let the birds find their own food. Don't feed the birds. This main street in Crow's Nest is full of restaurants and bars. And I actually think this area is really nice for people who are visiting Australia. There's a lot of desserts, lots of places for brunch, lunch, or dinner, lots of bars. A lot of places to hang out and lots of different types of food or cuisine. Lots of different types of cuisine that you can try. It's not too far from the city, but a lot of tourists only stay in the city. They don't come out to Crow's Nest. Even though it only takes about 10 minutes on the metro from the CBD to come here. I really recommend you make time to come here. You can spend a long time walking around and visiting many different stores. And it's mostly just local people here. Ah, this is famous for Japanese skewers. I want to try this. I've never tried this restaurant. I really want to try it. There's actually a diversity of restaurants around here. There's a Greek restaurant here. There's a Lebanese restaurant over there. But this area is very famous for Japanese food. There's some good ramen. There are some nice small Japanese bars. But many cultures' food can be found in Crow's Nest. This is a very popular area to come and eat. It's famous for food. People call it a foodie area. If you're a foodie, if you love food, you should definitely visit Crow's Nest. Oh, a little bookstore. I think this is a kids' bookstore. Oh, and then this side is the adults' side. Yeah, this is the adults' side, the adults' bookstore. And then on the left is the kids' bookstore. It's not too busy here today, even though it's lunchtime on a Saturday, because of the cold, rainy, cloudy weather. This street is really long. We're still walking and there are still so many stores. There are especially a lot of cafes. It's a great area for breakfast or brunch. Speaking of lunch, I decided to head back to that small Japanese restaurant I wanted to try. It's time for a snack. Decided to try that small Japanese restaurant. Have a little afternoon beer. Perfect. Sorry, I forgot to say cheers. 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 Very refreshing. Because the weather's not very good today, it's very cloudy. It's not too busy in Crow's Nest, so it's a good chance to come to some restaurants. Usually it's very busy. I'm not very hungry, so I just got some side dishes with the beer. Some pork, some chicken, some cauliflower, and some cucumber and fish cake. Even though it's cold, it's quite nice sitting outside and people watching. The cauliflower is really good. Cauliflower. It has some seasoning, some sauce. It has some sauce where it's a little bit sour. Not too sour, but just enough to make the flavor very nice. Some dishes just go so perfectly with beer. It's finally time to go home. Let's walk back to the metro station and head down the escalators. Once down the escalators, I used my phone to tap on. That's how you pay for transport in Sydney. You can use a credit card or you can use your phone like Apple Pay or Google Pay. Great job on making it to the end of this video. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and keep speaking English.